This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
The early church was a praising church. So are we. James says, if any of you in trouble, pray. If any of you are happy, sing songs of praise. Everyone sings a song in life. You say, I don't sing any at all. You may claim that you don't sing at any time, but let me tell you, tell me what you talk about all the time, and I'll tell you the song you sing. You follow me? What is it you gripe about all the time? That's your song. What's the person you complain about all the time? That's your song. What's the situation at work you talk about all the time? That's your song. We're all singing a song, and we're either singing the song of complaint or a song of praise, ultimately, in life. Which song do you sing? Do you know the book of Psalms, the psalm writer says this, when I complain, my soul grow weary. There's something to be said about continually complaining and then just getting lower in your depression and lower in your despondency. That's not the only cause of depression or despondency. I know there are chemical reasons for it. I understand all that. But the psalm writer was on to something. He said, when I complained and I complained, I just got lower. Sometimes the greatest need in my life is just to start praising and stop complaining. And if you're honest, that's true with you. It's true with you. The early church was a praising church, so are we. Let's give another one. The early church was a healing church, so are we. More so than any church I've served, Crossview Christian Church has become for me a church where people pray for the healing of other people. We have people come forward at the end of a service to pray. And we do something here that I've never seen done at any other church that I've been a part of, where I will ask, and people will ask, not just me, but people will ask for the elders to do what James says, to anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. You say, what does that mean? Is that kind of hocus pocus? What's the deal with that? It's simply this. Oil in the Bible, it was always symbolic of the Holy Spirit. When King David was anointed king of Israel, they poured oil on his head, and that was a symbol of the Holy Spirit of God coming upon him to set him apart for a special task. When we anoint someone with oil in the name of the Lord, there's nothing magical about the oil. It's an act of obedience. That's what James said. Is any of you sick? Let him call upon the elders of the church to pray over him and to anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. There's power in doing what God wants you to do. Remember that. There's power in doing what God wants you to do. The early church was not only a healing church in terms of physical healing, but also in terms of spiritual and emotional healing. I talked about this in the first service, and I want to share this with you. Some of you need healing in your heart. Some of you need healing with the past. Some of you need healing with something that happened 30 years ago. And my point is this, God's in the healing business with that too. It's not just physical healing, but there's spiritual healing. Your greatest need is to be forgiven, and that's healing. The greatest act of forgiveness in my life is when the Lord forgave me of my sin because of acceptance of what His Son did on the cross. That's an act of healing. I said this also in the first service. What good is it if you die healthy, but you lose your soul in the process? What good is it if you say, you know, he lived to be 80 years old and he was healthy to the day he took his last breath, but he didn't know the Lord. He didn't have a living, breathing relationship with Jesus Christ, the Son of God. What difference would it make to say, I was healthy till the day I died, but I never had a relationship that counted with the Lord. I never experienced the healing of the soul and the healing of the heart. The early church was a healing church.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.